From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. We start the show with just a quick note. On Tuesday, December 1st, we'll post an online ballot so you can vote for the best music of 2009. Voting will be open for just 1 week, so be sure to go to our blog and tell us what you think. Go to npr.org/allsongs and click the link for the blog. You'll find the ballot there. We'll post the results, the NPR listener picks for the year's best music, on Monday, December 7th. Now to a cut from my favorite album of the past couple of weeks. It's the new record from Spoon called Transference. The album doesn't come out until mid-January, but we got an early copy and I've been listening to it pretty much nonstop. Transference is Spoon's 7th studio LP and it might be the band's best yet. From that album, this is the first single called Written in Reverse.
Someone better call a hearse. I can see it all from here, from just a few glimpses. Now that light bulb's gone off and it's pulling my wincing. Now the light bulb's gone off. I've seen it in your eyes, I've seen you blankly stare. And I wanna show you how I love you, but there's nothing there. You truly felt we're getting you all, and it feels real good, all but only briefly, like high school poppers would. Where you lose a bit of yourself, where you lose a bit of yourself. Thank you.
That spoon from the band's upcoming album Transference. The song was called Written in Reverse. Transference is due out January 19th. We'll have the entire album online a week or two before that as an exclusive first listen. If you've been to the All Songs Considered blog recently, you might have seen a new video we posted from Charlotte Gainsbourg and Beck. It's for a song called Heaven Can Wait from Gainsbourg's upcoming album, IRM. The video is pretty indecipherable with some bizarre and seemingly random images, but the song is just amazing. IRM isn't out in the U.S. until late January, but here's the track from that video, Heaven Can Wait. Charlotte Gainsbourg performing with Beck. The song from her new album is called Heaven Can Wait. Beck produced the entire IRM record. The album name refers to the time Gainsbourg spent having MRIs and other tests done after she suffered a brain hemorrhage in 2007. Charlotte Gainsbourg, of course, is the daughter of Serge Gainsbourg, France's so-called dirty old man of pop music. Artists like Charlotte Gainsbourg often spend their entire lives trying to shake the reputations they inherit from other family members, or they've got personal stories that constantly overshadow their music, no matter how good it is. Take the hip-hop artist Brother Ali. Brother Ali is a seriously talented rapper who's released several incredibly thoughtful, inspired records. But as good as his music is, Ali says he spends way too much of his time answering questions about race and religion. Ali is white, he's a legally blind albino and a devout Muslim. He converted to Islam while growing up in Minneapolis in the 1990s. But as he says on his latest album, there is no me and no you, just us. Us is the name of the record, and this song from Brother Ali is called Fresh Air.
Everywhere, trying your best to escape, shaking off the wall that they come. They can't find it. I'm the luckiest son of a that ever lived. I spend life doing I love. Got the world's most beautiful kids. And don't nobody do it like us. Sunday morning play Al Green. Make pancakes and watch cartoons. Sometimes get to change that scene. Catch a plane and see somewhere new. Plus got married last year. Treated so good that it ain't even fair. Already got a boy, now the baby girl's here. Bought us a house like the Bernstein Bears. Not 2 years ago I was homeless. I mean crashing on the couch of my homies. Now I'm crashing on the couch with Conan. Signed a mortgage and bought my own. Should have seen when they handed me the keys. I still couldn't believe that it was mine. Like, baby, hurry up, let's leave. Before these damn people change their mind. What can I say? I would have made these damn songs anyway. Some of y'all still listen to them any day. Beautiful thing, I bow my head and pray.
I love the life I live. My laughter and my tears. I don't know where it's going, but I like it is. I love the life I live. My laughter and my tears. I don't know where it's going, but I like it is.
Shop Purple Rain, advertise my name and it's sold out. I'm surrounded by greatness. My loved ones are amazing. Sometimes I look in their faces and just think of the lives they're changing. And I don't just mean rhyme sayers. My son's grandmother quit freebasing. Desiree got 8 years straight. Now that right there calls for celebration. I'm so happy for her. We used to fight like cats and dogs, but she ain't even mad that I left a daughter. She calls me a son, so that's my mama.
I love the life I live, my laughter and my tears. I don't know where it's going, but I like it is. I love the life I live, my laughter and my tears. I don't know where it's going, but I like it is.
Life, I had this music. My heroes have all saluted. I don't need y'all to like my new. Them dudes are the reason I do this. I done did so much cool. Lived a lifetime in the last 2 years. Got the memories to prove it. Look what a dude who ain't even graduate high school did. I used to always be the new kid. Laughed at cause I never used to pull chicks. Now I turn down more girls than them rich. Pretty football playing fool's kid. Sometimes I smile so wide. I think about the dreams that I've lived. Even if I die tonight, y'all, I'm the luckiest that ever lived.
I love the life I live. My laughter and my tears. I don't know where it's going, but I like it is. I love the life I live. My laughter and my tears. I don't know where it's going, but I like it is.
Celebrate y'all, celebrate y'all, celebrate y'all. Take it low, take it low, take it low.
They can't find it.
Yeah.
That's Brother Ali from his latest album called Us. The song is Fresh Air. Us is a nearly flawless record produced by Ant from the hip-hop group Atmosphere. The singer-songwriter Devendra Banhart has always been hit or miss for me. I loved his 2004 record Rejoicing in the Hands, but never really warmed up to his albums that came after it. At least not until hearing his new record called What Will Be. It's more upbeat and catchier than a lot of Banhart's music, and I was really surprised by how richly layered the album is. Part of this may be because he's on a major label now, Warner Brothers, with more studio toys to play with. Regardless, What Will Be is a spectacular record. This is one of the standout cuts. It's called 16th and Valencia, Roxy Music.
I don't know where to go, 'cause I know where to go. Well, I know where not to go, 'cause I know where to go. White horses, wearing pressed blue jeans. Gonna behead the king and give the queen everything.
Devendra Banhart, the song was 16th and Valencia, Roxy Music, from his new album, What Will Be. I think it's Banhart's most surprising and accessible album so far. Speaking of surprising albums, Norah Jones is back with an electrified new record that takes the singer closer to rock territory and further away from the gentle romantic ballad she's famous for. The album is called The Fall. Though she sings with the same sultry voice, Jones produced the record with crunchy electric guitars, thumping drums, and fat electric piano parts. Check out this song called It's Gonna Be.
Making my mascara running.
That's Norah Jones on the Wurlitzer. The song is It's Gonna Be from her new album, The Fall. Jones wrote all the songs on the album. She also collaborated with Ryan Adams and Jesse Harris on a couple of the cuts. Harris wrote her most famous song, Don't Know Why, from her debut, Come Away With Me. That record and many other amazing albums can be found on our list of the 50 most important recordings of the decade. To view and hear the full list, go to npr.org/decade. One of the things we all agreed on when putting together our list of the 50 most important recordings is that this was one of the best decades ever for music, and two of the singers making some of the best pop music of the past 10 years are Tegan and Sarah. The twin sisters released their debut under Feet Like Ours in 1999, but I didn't really fall for them until their 2002 album, If It Was You. Tegan and Sarah have a new album out called Sainthood. It's a little bit darker in some places than their previous records, but this is one of the most infectious cuts. It's called Someday. That's Tegan and Sarah from their new album, Sainthood. The song is called Someday. The album was produced by Death Cab for Cutie guitarist Chris Walla. We close the show with music from an artist that a lot of people don't take seriously. That's because most of his songs seem like a joke, but he's won several Grammys, sold millions of records, and developed a cult following in a career spanning more than 30 years. The singer and songwriter is Weird Al Yankovic. His music is being celebrated on a new collection called The Essential Weird Al Yankovic. It's a 2-disc set featuring nearly 40 songs. Weird Al had a number of parody hits. Another one, Rides the Bus, Eat It, and Like a Surgeon are a few of them. But let's listen to a lesser-known one, one of my favorites, called The Saga Begins. I'm Robin Hilton. Don't forget to vote for the year's best music on our blog. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
A long, long time ago, In a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could pop the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas, then met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the force, they say. Do you see him hitting on the queen? Though he's just 9 and she's 14. Yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Jedi. Now we finally got to Coruscant, the Jedi Council we knew would want to see how good the boy could be. So we took him there and we told the tale how his midichlorians were off the scale and he might fulfill that prophecy. Of course, could he bring balance to the force? They interviewed the kid. Oh, training they forbid, because Yoda sensed in him much fear. And Qui-Gon said, now listen here, just stick it in your pointy ear. I still Jedi. We caught a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died. Some ships blew up and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking. The battle droids were broken. And the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.